After weeks of negotiations, Israel today handed control of the West Bank city of Jericho to the Palestinian Authority. Israel removed one checkpoint outside Jericho and partially dismantled a second one. Armed Palestinian police set up their own checkpoint at the entrance to the city. Palestinians in Jericho welcomed the move, but said much more needs to be done to revive hopes of peace. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At the main checkpoint at the southern entrance to Jericho, Israeli soldiers dismantled a metal fence. A crane lifted large white concrete blocks onto a flatbed truck. Later, an Israeli bulldozer smoothed over the torn-up road. This large checkpoint was only partially demolished. Palestinians will be able to freely enter Jericho from other parts of the West Bank. But on the other side of the road that leads to Jerusalem, the Israeli checkpoint remains in place, and Palestinians leaving this dusty oasis city may be stopped. A second checkpoint on the western edge of the city was also dismantled today, allowing Jericho residents to travel freely to the West Bank's commercial and political capital, Ramallah. At the checkpoint today, some Palestinians, like Mohammed Qasem Haddad, said they are happy with the Israeli handover.
Very good. Freedom.
Haddad, a 24-year-old taxi driver, said it would be good for his business.
Very good business. After checkpoint finished.
Why?
The people feel good and visit all places in the West Bank.
But others, like Sajin, who came to Jericho from Jerusalem today, said there are far more important issues on the agenda, like the release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. The most important thing is that our children be released from prison, she said. They're not terrorists, they're Palestinians. Others, like this bus driver who declined to give his name, said the handover in Jericho will make little difference. Nothing has really changed, he said. They're taking the checkpoint from here and just moving it. But Palestinian journalist Khaled Abu Akar says putting Jericho back under Palestinian control could be the beginning of peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
It's important to show that the process is going on, even though it started late. It took more than a month. But it's a signal. We just saw, five buses from around the West Bank of kids coming to Jericho. In the past, they were not allowed. So this is something special for them.
The Jericho handover took place as Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas continued talks in Cairo with leaders of a dozen armed Palestinian factions. Abbas is trying to persuade the factional leaders to formalize a ceasefire with Israel proclaimed at last month's Israeli-Palestinian summit. That summit set the stage for today's handover in Jericho. Four other West Bank towns, including Ramallah, are to revert to Palestinian control over the next few weeks. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.